Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy.
Good morning, good morning. It is another amazing day in DeFi. I am so excited to be here because I got so much mess to talk. Good morning, fam. Good morning, guys.
Good I got morning, so much mess agents. To talk.
Man. You know the nonsense that's been going on this week, guys? We don't have enough time to cover all of the stories. Like, literally, we do not have enough time to cover all the stories. Yo, can I get a good morning, Noon? I know I kind of fired off on there, but, you know, I just had to say just how frustrated I am.
Good morning, Noon.
Good morning. You're not sitting on the pot, man.
good morning, Noon. Hold on 1 second. You okay? All right, get some sleep. Dad, I loves you. My bad. Now, I had to put my Oculus to rest.
Oh. I know Peace just looking at you like, it's just, all right.
He said his Oculus.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Just watching him like give the tender loving care to the Oculus. I don't know. Well, yeah, it probably is RIP to the Oculus after today, after we have this conversation. Okay, just real quick, we got to start this off right.
You're listening to Good Morning DeGens. You are live on radio. Please do not swear. You're listening to Good Morning DeGens. You are live on radio. Please do not swear.
Fam, it's gonna be hard not to swear today, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's gonna be hard not to swear today, specifically because some of the topics, you know, when you just see something and you just you can't believe you called it. Like there's so many things that we're about to talk about today that we called ahead of time, and nobody wanted to listen. Nobody wanted to listen to us, man. We've been talking to y'all about Binance. We've been telling y'all Facebook and Oculus and all this stuff that ain't it. We've been telling you guys this stuff. But before we get into the serious stuff, listen, if you're listening on the radio, we love you. Thank you so much for always choosing us. We'll make sure to always choose you when we're not choosing the people that are live streaming with us right now on YouTube, all right? If you're on YouTube, get in the chat, say good morning. I'll make it go across the screen so you get your little, you know, big up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Okay. First of all, let me just start off with this story. If this is cool, guys, let me just start off with this story. And then we can do the whole thing where I ask you what story you want to talk about. And then I still talk about the story I was originally going to talk about. So let me just share the story with you guys, right? And I just want to know what you guys would have done. All right. If you are on the YouTube stream with us, you're looking at the screen. If you're on the radio, you're probably also looking at the screen, but just not the same screen that we're showing. Okay. Because you refuse to join us on the YouTube lives. I don't know why. Come and join us on the YouTube lives. You could literally be talking. Anyway, listen, there's a teen. This is a little icebreaker. Teen drains family's life savings on video games, buying $64,000 worth of mobile games and add-ons. $64,000. And that sucker ain't even Fortnite. I don't know what to say about that, but I just wanted to start that off because that usually opens up the conversation. If you're in the chat,
and
I don't know if
he's still alive.
And he's still, that's what I was about to say, Joe. he's a lot. There's a story to tell. I don't. Moisha, thoughts, Moisha? $64,000 on games and add-ons.
How old was this person?
I think old enough. Old enough.
Where were the parents when they? I mean, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out how Amazon is getting children's information. What parent is letting their child shop on Amazon by themselves? So this is just like the icing on the cake.
You ever heard about that kid? Even the Amazon talk, right? You ever heard about that kid, 2-year-old? That ordered like
That's what I was about to say. And they didn't even know that he had been doing it until a box of like a big truck of toys just pulled up.
I heard about the toy one. This one is Popsicle specifically. It's like a 2-3 year old kid wanted popsicles, so they proceed to not only order it, but they order it to their grandma's house so that it doesn't come to their own house. And it, I don't know, it was like $2,000 worth of popsicles.
But this is what happens when you
allow how did they know which address?
The devices to babysit your child.
Come on.
This is the problem.
Who gonna babysit the device? I paid for that device just like I would pay for a babysitter. How am I gonna double pay, Moisha?
And you bring up a good point. Something I've always wondered about the Alexa, which is why doesn't it have a master voice? Like my phone, you need my face and my passcode, but why can't anybody just talk to my Alexa? That doesn't make sense.
You know, I did not know that. Because Siri only answers to your voice, allegedly. Because sometimes my phone.
That's not true. And Siri. I've been in America and everybody uses Siri. You guys are crazy. Were like, oh, let me use your phone. Siri, blah, 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 blah. And it was not their phone.
Wait, and it opened?
Yeah.
Off the other person?
Yes.
I would be so insulted.
I was about to say Siri also answers to you saying, I want some cereal. Are you serious?
Oh my gosh. Siri belongs to the streets. If my Siri answers to anybody other than me, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I can't have like a street Siri. I'm looking for, you know, the Siri you can bring home to mom. All right, listen, fam. We got topics. We got mad topics, man. There's so many things that have happened this week. Listen, let's just get this particular story out of the way. The only reason I'm even bringing them up is because it's like, you know, they have like this new aspect of NFTs. That should be the norm. That should be the norm, depending on what kind of collection it is. But let's go ahead and move on. Cause we have to power through all of, like, there's so much to talk about. It's crazy. Real quick. I want to kick it off with the LVMH story. LVMH, and I'm saying it so that I sound fancy because I know what LVMH stands for, but I don't know if you do. And I can't have us like, you know, Google's free. I'm just kidding. It's a Louis Vuitton. All right. Louis Vuitton plans to release NFTs. Everybody and their mother's releasing NFTs, man. Every Web2 company is releasing NFTs. Where is your NFT audience? I just don't understand why they come to us. All right. We're Thanos. You know, they couldn't survive without us. And where did it lead them to? Inevitably back to us. You know what I'm saying? Because we're the only people that buy this stuff. We're the NFT people are the people that buy NFTs. These companies don't have their own like blockchain audience. They're people, the normal people that are buying Louis, some of them don't even know what NFTs are. A majority of them, I would even say. Sorry to go on that rant. But just real quick. All right, so Louis Vuitton is planning to release NFTs. But what's unique about this particular set is both the price point. The price point is a little unique, but the actual smart contract associated with it, right? The technology that's in there, right? They're releasing a new line of NFTs that will be what we call soul bound, okay? What was that show that had bound in it, Faye? Wasn't it? No, you can't say it because it got that word in it. Never mind. I remember the show. That's what reminds me of. Soul bound NFTs are coming from LVMH. So for the low price of about 41 grand USD, aka 39 grand euros, you know, you too can own an NFT that you can never sell, because that's what soulbound means, guys. It means that once you sign that contract, hence go through that transaction, whatever wallet you place that in, that's its home from here to the end of time. I'm sure there's a way to probably break it, maybe. But I don't think that's the stage we're at. That'll probably be in the far future. That's not now. If something is soulbound, it's attached to that wallet. Fam, imagine, but aren't people buying this stuff with like MetaMask and stuff? So all these NFTs are just gonna be stuck inside of like a hot wallet or something? I don't understand the logic in them releasing soulbound NFTs at this stage of Web3 growth. But maybe that's why they're releasing it. I don't know. Do you guys have any thoughts on this? I just wanted to get the story out of the way. You guys have any thoughts on this, Moisha? Nick, Jojo,
favorite. Yeah, they late to the party. You let Tiffany's beat you. You let Lambo beat you. You let so many people beat you.
They own Tiffany's.
Oh.
All right. Be that as it may, this is their first Louis drop. So, yeah, it don't do any good for Louis. And to your point, Moisey, if you own Tiffany's, then why even drop a Louis? Just keep building on that roadmap.
Because it's not a Louis, they're calling it a Louis Vuitton NFT, but it's actually LVMH, which is the whole group. So I was trying to find out all of what it would cover, but it's really hard because they're giving it little bits here and there and there. Some people are saying proof of attendance, that's Vogue. Business of Fashion is saying something different. They're just talking about how he has a really large collection, NFT collection himself, Bernard, the father. And I think they're putting it saying Louis Vuitton, but it is LVMH. And I think that it's going to cover a lot of the brands that they own, which is a lot.
Is that why it's called Treasure Trunks?
That's funny.
I don't know. Okay, just for the branding aspect, right? So there's a conversation about the price, naturally. But here's the thing. This ain't Walmart and them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't like, you know, one-off NFT out there. This is an LVMH NFT. LVMH has a very strong collectors squadron. You know, the devout, the people that just buy it because it says Louis on it. How do I know? Because I just updated my membership card to that group. It's going to be Louis till we die, bro. I don't know how to say it. I don't think this is...
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Groups that are like that, and there are some that it's only legacy. So it's not like it's not something that exists. They're just trying to, you know,
I know that. No, I'm talking about the fact that the contract is soul bound.
Yes, like, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, I do. I mean, one of the things I've never liked about Louis Vuitton, and that's obviously put me off of it because I'm not a fan of anything they do, is the fact that it was so readily available to the mainstream.
Oh yeah, once it hits a rap song, you know it's a rap.
You know. So this is their way of pulling that back and getting back those customers that felt like they were getting something special that everybody couldn't get. I mean,
but
customers that moved on to Valentino. Well, what's up, Nick?
Yeah, I was about to say, but the kicker with that, Moisa, is that 75% of the audience that they're marketing to, which would be people who both wear or purchase Louis Vuitton and buy NFTs, 75% of their audience is sitting right here on this stage. So how in the world are they going to merge those two worlds? Because I get it, the VIP, you spend, you know, 120 plus a year you get your own essay to come to your door and all that. But I get it, but that's in physical. But how are they going to merge the people who would buy this NFT to the same people that's like, why would I do that if I'm already a VIC just by spending the same money in person? Like, you drop the 40 bands in the store, you're halfway there to being that client, you know? And it's like, do I drop 40 on an NFT, or do I just go get that luggage I've been wanting?
Do I just go ahead and buy that Bored Ape? I don't know, man.
I mean, that's just it. I think it's, you know, the thing is that I knew this when they did the drop with Tiffany's and CryptoPunk. You know, that is the audience they're trying to pull back in. They're trying, other than that kind of here, buy some sunglasses because Louis is aspirational for you and this is all you can get right now. And I say that nicely because, I mean, one day you can get some more if you work hard and make some money and you know what I mean.
No, don't try to clean it up now.
Don't try to clean it up now.
No, I really mean it.
Hey, you're tied to church.
Because that's kind of was their bread and butter for a long time. But one of the biggest problems that we're having in Europe, especially in the fashion industry and accessory industry, is bootlegging. And a lot of it is from the factory where they're actually getting things made and they're just making extra and then selling them for really, really cheap.
Four for you, one for me. Four for you, one for me.
Five for me. Exactly. You know, so this is kind of their way of kind of pulling back the audience that they want. I mean, I'm looking for Burberry to kind of, you know, they've been trying to fight the stigma of it's been copied so many times. And it's the same thing. I mean, I see things sometimes and I have to take a second look and I'm like, I don't see any LVs on that, but it looks just like the LV, you know, logo and the bag and everything. And it's not,
Habibi, you know, come to Dubai. I got a street to show you, mama.
Exactly. Right. Back here in the corner behind the curtain.
I'm telling you, way behind the birds, bro.
But I mean, I see this as them trying to make themselves a bit more exclusive again, like they used to be.
I don't know if that warrants the soulbound thing. You know, if anybody can afford $40,000, then why force the people to hold it? Well, on one side, why force people to hold it? And then on the other side, well, because they know it's going to fall below that bottom. I guess if they allow for trading, that's what I'm saying. There's some forethought in that. I don't think it's necessarily like, you know, I mean, obviously it's about exclusivity, right? But it's really about hitting as many birds with one stone as possible. So on one side, they get that exclusivity that you're talking about, Moisha. Access to generational clubs like memberships is a very known thing that occurs all over the world, not just in the United States, not just in Europe, right? Although those are the main, anyway. I don't know, just because this is such, to release those things as soulbound is one thing, but is there like a long list of education that they've provided to people? Have they told them, hey, get this particular type of wallet if you're gonna do this mint? Have they, you know what I'm saying? Because most people are gonna mint to MetaMask. That's what's gonna end up doing that, going through the mint, and it's either gonna end up they're going to go through that mint using the address that they have there. A lot of them are not going to know that the most intelligent route is to make sure that you're going through that mint via a cold storage wallet, not just, I've never even thought about doing a mint with my cold storage wallet. So I don't even know if that functionality is there. I need to go check it myself, you know? Because outside of that, that means you'd be minting with MetaMask. So now you have a 40,000 NFT that can never be moved from that wallet. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I don't know. There's something that's janky about that, Moisha. I don't know.
I don't see it the same way.
How do you see it?
I just mind you,
I'm talking about security wise. I'm talking, you know how I feel.
But I mean,
it's a hot wallet, Moisha.
It is a hot wallet, but I'm sure, you know, considering how much you're paying, if you call them up, I'm sure they're going to.
No, that's not how it works. Not that's the contract, baby. No, that's not how it works. You see that contract?
I'm telling you, stop it. You're just a troublemaker. But I mean, they're partnering with Viva Technology, and they're the ones. And this is actually a physical place that you can go, the Louis Vuitton, the luxury lab. So
imagine the blockchain Karen that's just like, you're gonna help me move, because they have a location. Now you just expose the real deal. No, there's a person you can yell at now. That's a problem.
I mean, but when you talk about exclusivity, I mean, you look at, and I don't know if you know about this, 3 years ago, Burberry was in big trouble for clothes that they couldn't sell. And instead of, like, I don't know, cutting out the tags and doing something other with them, they were cutting them up and putting them in their bin in the back of the store.
Wait, what?
That's how exclusive they want to be. That things that are not selling for ages and ages and are never going to sell.
They don't let it go to them,
They don't want anyone wearing them who couldn't afford to buy them.
So no Louis off Fifth? Is that what you're saying? We're not getting that? Not getting that
exhaust. But you see what I'm saying? This is the kind of lengths these companies will go to get back that kind of exclusive feeling for their customers.
No, but what I'm 1000% in alignment with what you're saying as far as why that price point is there. I'm okay with all of that. My issue is the people that are going to come and buy this do not know what we're talking about when we say soulbound. If something is soulbound, that means in that contract, it means there cannot be any transactions. You can't move it. You can't sell it. You can't do anything. Whatever wallet you mint with is the wallet from here till the end of time. That's how soulbound NFTs work. So there's no customer service because that's how the contract is set up. And if there is customer service, then it's not a soulbound NFT and it can be jank just like anything else. So for the fact that they've put it forward as a soulbound NFT, somebody that's able to come, you know, show up to customer service or whatever in that back area that's access only is not going to be able to tell them, hey, I'm ready to move it from this wallet now. What do I do? It's a soulbound NFT. It's forever in that wallet. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
not a good thing. I feel like that's not a good thing, Moshe.
You will have to assume that every sales associate knows all about the blockchain and NFTs just to even answer that question.
Right?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm sure that it's going to, because it's coming via Viva, that they're the ones that are going to, I mean, because... But true, I do understand that there are going to be customers that are over a certain age that may not understand this technology.
Hey, my loves. This is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you were listening on ofeden.io or you're tuning into one of our live segments or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least. If you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.